Today is Baptism Sunday here at St. James, and at 11:15, our parish will welcome a new member, Tyler, baby Tyler, into our parish family, just like Jesus embraced the child in our gospel reading today. So will we embrace Tyler and his family as his faith grows in Christ and as he is baptized. Now, it is definitely an exciting day for Tyler and his parents and his godparents and his family and friends who have come will come to be part of this celebration. But what does that have to do with all of us as a community of St. James here? Originally, I wrote sitting in the pews, but we won't be sitting in pews today. We'll be sitting in cars and lawn chairs, and we're sitting in our homes right now. Now, you have maybe come to worship for some prayer time, or maybe listening to scriptures, or maybe even some music. But today, the baptism has everything to do with us as individuals and as a community of faith. The sacrament of holy baptism is more than one event in our lives. It's more than getting dressed up and taking pictures and having a family function, more than the special cake. It goes beyond all those wonderful things that are certainly important to do. So let me explain why. The Episcopal Church's definition in the Book of Common Prayer is this: holy baptism is a sacrament. And it makes us members of Christ's body, the church, and inheritors of the kingdom of God. The outward sign of this sacrament is water. And we'll see that at 11:15 splashed on the baby's head. Now, Pastor Colin Smith breaks down the Christian faith into two simple acts: getting washed and getting fed. These two acts remind us that we are washed in the baptism, waters of baptism, and we are fed in the body of Christ. Now, these symbols are not something the church made up. These are pictures of that Christ has given us in his life on earth, stories that are retold in the Bible. We are not just baptized, washed with water, and done. Living into our baptism is an ongoing part of our Christian life. It requires that we continue and grow to grow. Musicians are not just declared a musician, not a finished product. They are constantly practicing and refining and changing the way they do their craft. So should we practice our faith daily as individuals and as a community. Now, if you have experienced the transforming power of practice, perhaps as a musician or an athlete or even a healthy eater, you know that repeating a practice over and makes you stronger and better. So this might be the place where we look at the inward signs of baptism. The three inward signs of baptism in the catechism, the outline of our faith, are first, the union of Christ and birth into God's family as the church. Two, forgiveness of sins. And three, a new life in the Holy Spirit. Now, no doubt it would take a lot of practice each day to meld in these signs of baptism into our own daily lives. In the book titled Living Water, Baptism as a Way of Life, Carla Tammany states that because many adults are baptized as children and do not remember their covenant of baptism, they need to constantly be reminded of its implications. Isn't that true of us adults? We need to constant reminders. She asks the reader to make the baptismal covenant a framework of their daily lives. And so I selected three areas that she reviews in the book. that I think might be appropriate for us to review today. The process of living into baptism, where this might happen, how this might happen, and with whom. So let's start with where. Our baptismal actions take place not just in the church on Sunday, but in our homes, in our workplaces, in the outdoor activities we enjoy. Think for a moment. Where have you been closest to Christ this week? What was that moment and where were you? Well, it's likely it didn't happen in a church or even on a Zoom call. It happened somewhere else. Now, my moment closest to Christ as I was thinking about this question happened during a weekday as I was walking from the parking lot into my building where I work in New Britain. The air was cool and fresh. The sky was clear blue, and I felt the presence of God encouraging me to work hard and reminding me that He will be there to help me face the challenges of the day, whatever those might be. So think about in the coming week where you might be in union with Christ. So second, the how. How can we be more in union with Christ and live out our baptismal covenant? Well, sharing our own faith stories is one way to encourage each other, inviting others to share their stories. What are they doing in their faith to grow their faith? How are they stumbling in their faith? Those stories really help us understand each other and support each other. And certainly reading the Bible, spending time in the Word, however you might do that, whether it's audio or Zoom or video or YouTube or lots of different ways, how might you spend more time thinking about Christ and the Bible? Now, certainly other ways that we live out our baptismal covenant through action were listed in the letter that the vestry sent out this week. I was really struck by the amazing amount of ways that this community of St. James lives out their faith. Planting vegetables and taking them to manna. The bread ministry that picks up donated bread each week from Panera. Being part of Lunch in the Park and Church in the Park, or Church by the Pond in Bushnell Park. The knitting ministry, knitting shawls and christening blankets. Being part of the community group that collected food for people during COVID. Delivering backpacks of food to children, to school children. And certainly Carol's Closet, our paper pantry that provides paper products to 50 plus families every single month. And there are so many ways that are not listed here. That is a community and individuals that have faith in action, that are living out their baptismal covenant to help each other. That is being part, a union of with Christ and God's family. So third, the who. Now the baptismal covenant doesn't just include us. The words commit us to seeking and serving Christ in all persons and striving for justice and peace. These words ring true to me, perhaps to you too, now more than ever. It's easy to get discouraged about our world and the injustice that is happening in it. However, the covenant asks us to make the difference, one person at a time. Now, we might not be so great at proclaiming or evangelizing, yet there are many ways for us to act individually and grow our awareness and act, seeking to serve Christ in all persons, one person at a time. Like so many faith communities and other groups, the past 19 months have changed the way we interact with each other and has presented new opportunities and new challenges. So what does the community of faith look like for St. James? And how do we support each other into the tenets of baptism. Does our community become stronger or weaker as we explore the way we come together and worship and learn and give to those in need? I feel confident we will be stronger. In closing, let us be reminded that as a congregation, we accept the responsibility to live into our covenant, baptismal covenant, each and every day. And this may be harder than it seems. In the words of Father String of Donalde, Maryland, he says, in a secular age in which people roll their eyes at the mention of God and relegate all mention of the divine to the realm of the superstitious, it's a challenge to live by faith in Christ. It takes courage to keep your faith as bedrock conviction of absolute truth in a world that denies there is such thing as absolute truth. But we have the revelation of God in Christ to enlighten our minds and to witness to all the saints that strengthen us and our hearts. Amen.